Project.
Oh. Project.
Cut.
Bop.
Project.
Oh. Project.
That's like how.
Project. Bop.
Getting
close.
We say woo.
Cut. Cut.
Don't do that.
Link.
Cut.
So.
Cut. Cut.
Hey y'all.
Welcome to the T-Birds podcast. I'm Luke.
I'm Sophia.
I'm Ellie. That's Aaron.
There's Aaron, and then there's Gabby.
Lord Farquaad.
Who don't...
No, I go by Lord Farquaad.
Antonio Garza and Lord
okay.
Farquaad.
My name is Antonio Farquaad.
So,
wait, stop. Wait, Lord Garza. Luke, I have a question.
Lord welcome,
Garza.
Welcome.
I have a question.
Okay, hold it.
Okay, wait, no.
Stop. Welcome, welcome to our podcast.
Listen.
Welcome to,
Everyone's gonna cry
welcome
in this episode.
Welcome to our podcast.
Episode.
Welcome to our podcast.
We're gonna start crying.
It's important. Okay, isn't
Farquaad?
Isn't Farquaad his last name?
Yes.
So what's his first name?
I don't Lord know. Antonio. Lord.
Can I look that up, please?
No.
You just do it on your phone.
Stop.
Do it on your phone. What is wrong with you?
In this episode, we are all going to try to cry at least once.
Yes. Okay.
I volunteer first.
Okay. You have to muster up the
cheers
to start crying. So, this is our farewell episode, and it's actually very sad.
Oh my God.
It's so sad.
I'm already crying.
And I'm just like, you guys just...
Just think about that episode of Hannah Montana where they think that the horse is dead, but the horse actually isn't dead.
It's
and then
the
there's
back.
Like this really sad song, and then it turns out the horse is actually just in the back, and then it comes back.
His name is Maximus.
What?
Maximus Farquaad?
Species, human.
Shrek can't believe it.
Maximus?
It's let's-a-go.
So, I don't know. I feel like what we can learn from this podcast really like helped us.
Someone just touched my.
Oh my God. I think what we learned about this podcast
is that we should never be a group for anything ever again.
Is that it really helped show our strengths and our weaknesses.
Lord Farquaad is 567 years old.
And how we could work together as a team and how teamwork is important. And how this is our own little family. And it's really sad for
hey,
all you
Hey, what do you guys want to see? What Cartwheel looks like?
No.
So, no. Aaron,
Shrek
do you have any final
is
lessons?
8 feet tall.
Lord Farquaad?
Shrek.
Oh!
How tall is Lord Farquaad?
Tall guys
only. Okay, Shrek is 8 feet. Fiona is 7 feet. Let me look up how tall is Lord Farquaad.
Who's just going on Wikipedia and putting all of this in?
Like, they're like doing the math to try and find out how tall Shrek is. Oh, wait, final remarks. Go to space. Represent the human race.
Can I keep that in?
Yeah. No!
Yes.
He's 3 feet.
My dude's a gnome!
Shrek is 5 feet taller than Lord Farquaad.
Oh my God.
Okay. Oh my God.
Shrek could just throw him. He could like get his hand on his head.
This podcast did focus a little bit on the environment, like last episode we just barely touched on it, but I think that as millennials and Gen Zers,
I need to call my dad.
Be aware of the government. Of the
we do need to be aware of the government.
Of the government and how like they deal with environmental issues. Like, don't do that, because I, like, can't fix
But your
that.
Phone has oh. carbon in it. Exactly.
Yeah, also has lithium, sodium,
lithium.
Potassium.
Think how many metals this key has
Luke,
in it.
Luke, what's your favorite element?
Lithium.
Why?
Francium.
Why?
Hydrogen.
We had a whole conversation
okay.
yesterday.
Okay, let's talk about
what's
elements.
What's the gayest element?
Oh, francium, by far.
Oh, God. Oh,
it is so reactive. Like, they discovered it, like, once in, like, 1890 or something. And it's the one of the most reactive elements. And it's, like, you drop it in, like, that much water, and it just, like, blows literally miles up.
the T-Bird gets question or the T-Birds get educational question marks?
Yeah, we do. Whoa. And like Francium, I don't know, I became like obsessed with it last year. I was like, God,
when you become obsessed with an element, most people obsess over musicians and like, or celebrities, but Luke obsesses over
elements. I'm a Francium stan.
I am. And like,
I ship Francium and hydrogen. What about
oh
you?
My god.
That would be extremely problematic.
Yeah. What a problematic, a toxic relationship,
no,
if you
like,
will.
Like, literally radioactive. And Francium, it's so, like, so dangerous. And this, like, lady discovered, like, it was a woman scientist in, like, the 1800s.
Ooh.
And she discovered
Whamons.
It. And its half-life is, like, 30 minutes. And then it, like, imploded on itself.
Last 30 minutes
and
implodes on itself.
I think that Francium was just like, you know, a really cool thing.
You know, it's just like
really cool thing.
You know, it's just been like a really cool thing.
Francium.
So what are your guys' favorite elements, if you have one, if you even know one?
What's a lesbian element?
Oxygen.
Yeah.
Oxygen
that
is a lesbian.
True.
Everyone. Oxygen.
Why are you
automatically
like?
To be honest, oxygen is the only element I know.
I like
potassium.
So
I don't know what I like.
We blew up potassium.
Potassium. Society with potassium.
And Mr. Rex class.
Oh, okay.
We breathe in oxygen.
Oxygen.
We're in a society and we breathe oxygen.
Potassium.
So. And then lithium.
Bananas are made of
I've
potassium.
About,
you know what else is made of potassium?
Oxygen.
Bananas.
It's pussy.
Oh, so what do you guys think like are like important elements?
Phosphorus.
Phosphorus
oxygen.
Is definitely very important.
Oh, I like phosphorus. It sounds cool.
Yeah, it sounds really cool.
It was discovered by burning pee.
Carbon, I think, and hydrogen are the most important.
I like chlorine.
Chlorine's the best.
Chlorine's
swim in it.
Not pure chlorine, but just a pool.
No, that's what I swim in. I just swim in pure chlorine.
You're in your bathtub. That's how you practice for your meets.
Yeah, I just
to get used
fill
to
my
other,
bathtub with
the other pool's chlorine levels. You just swim in a bath of pure chlorine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can just get used to all the chlorine levels. Why are you picking up my gay sticker?
And I really like, beryllium.
Ooh,
I literally know nothing about it.
About it.
And then there's americanium.
What?
Americanium? There's francium and americanium, and then there's like germanium, probably.
I thought it was americium.
Yeah.
What's that?
Americanium?
Hey,
y'all are
no.
Literally pranking me.
More
somewhere.
Metals. Everyone start naming metals.
Silver.
I don't remember what
they are. Oh, I can name metals. Lithium.
Aluminum.
And this
iron.
Is the part where people click
keep,
off our
keep
podcast.
Keep going, keep going, keep going. Name all the metals you know. I just need to remember that one element.
Americium.
No,
wait.
No,
why are you doing that?
It's another one. It's another one, I swear. It's some kind of metal. I forget what it was.
Phosphorus.
It's like a circle.
What are
oxygen.
They doing?
I don't know.
Are you cheating?
Yes.
I need a
We're
metal.
Looking up
what was that one metal that I don't know? It's like some kind of metal, and it's like a circle.
Iron? Gallium?
No.
Copper.
Mercury?
Almost. I don't know.
I think I.
Mercury.
Okay, I'm going to name all of the metals in the family. Indium, beryllium, sodium, potassium, copper, silver, gold, lithium, aluminum, magnesium, iron, calcium, lead, cesium, mercury.
That's the bitch!
Mercury?
We already
said mercury! Mercury's so cool, it's a liquid, like permanently. Like it doesn't.
Jiggle. It jiggles.
What if you freeze it?
I mean, I guess
Everyone
it does freeze.
Everyone stopped listening 5 minutes ago.
if you're still listening to our
podcast,
thank you very much.
Wait, listen.
No, you're a
freaking metals.
Nerd if you're still listening to
Mercury,
it.
Mercury, francium, rubidium, barium, zinc, radium, tin, nickel, strontium,
Nickelback?
Cobalt,
Nickelback?
Gallium, vandium, chromium, bismuth, actium, platinum, uranium, aluminium, rhodium, magnesium, paludium, lithium, thorium, titanium, tantalum, thallium, cadmium, yttrium, materia.
Wait, guys, what movies are you watching for Chisnell's class?
Patriot.
I'm watching some movie about Hitler.
The Patriot.
You
the one about that one
stole
racist.
Mine.
Well,
you wanted Pocahontas.
Oh.
Everyone, I.
You wanted Pocahontas.
Oh my god.
That's so just.
Everyone,
be honest.
Everyone.
No.
I have an announcement to make. I'm Sophie watching the cinematic masterpiece that is October Sky.
Oh, God.
Featuring Jake Gyllenhaal.
Wait. I thought you were about to say Jay-Z. Oh.
Jay-Z!
October Sky featuring Jay-Z.
Oh my God.
So, I'm watching.
Not fall.
I'm watching The Crucible.
The Crucible.
Because I'm a good Christian boy.
And they're like demons and they're like.
It's about
like
burning.
Good gay Christian.
If anyone touches the phone, I will literally cut them with this.
Oh my God.
I won't hesitate.
You're gonna break.
You won't make up with this person.
Guys, that's great.
On the podcast, you probably just hear the phone fall in your room. That's the wrong side. Just burn your mouth.
Order. Order.
Order in
the locker.
Go boot gang it.
Watch him try to get in
go
here.
Go boot gang his locker.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Kind of cool.
Oh, stupid.
I don't know. So,
get
I don't know. We just were. I thought we
Why
should.
Why are we all so hyper?
I think we should all just talk about.
There he goes! Why'd you close your locker, Dad?
Oh my God, you're so loud.
I think we're just gonna talk about.
Gays.
No. Gays. How, like, the podcast, like, affected us.
Oh,
like, how do you guys think it affected you? It affected me because I ended up editing for hours. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And we all started, like, loving you more. We appreciated you more.
This is a nightmare.
Even though
what? I don't know. But I don't know. I think this podcast was a journey. And
It was a journey. It's talking about a lot of things. It
sure was a journey.
And if I were to redo it... If I were to redo it,
I wouldn't do it.
I
would not do it.
I might choose
oh God,
different people.
Yeah.
But
yeah. It would just but be about me microwaving rice.
I could do that. I could literally.
I feel like
do
that would
it.
Be.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, you
want
to microwave rice together?
Do you want to do that?
Let's microwave rice together.
I will do that.
Let's microwave some rice together,
that,
Luke.
That, Gabby's being.
Wait, stop. I found face tracker and I need to use it.
What does that
what?
Mean?
Just wait. Just wait. It needs to load. Here, put the Chromebook up.
What are
just
you?
Just put the Chromebook up. Just put the Chromebook up.
Luke,
please.
Okay.
For the rice.
Yes.
Okay, wait.
I don't know.
Okay, wait.
Okay, so.
I forgot how it works. I've never used it
before. What are you doing?
The scratch.
How do you do it?
That's Aaron's.
Aaron.
Okay, wait, we need to start recording and see if it works. Why is it being so glitchy? Okay, wait, I need to
And
redo
so,
it.
I don't know. I just think that, like.
Oh my God, it's working!
What is it?
Like, go in the frame, and if you move your face, it like stays.
No, you.
Here, let me zoom out a little bit.
Wait.
You have to like get it to recognize your face first. Oh, I think it's loading.
Oh.
But so what do you guys think about like the podcast and what we would do differently? I think that
more of this face tracker thing.
I think that
wait, Ellie,
I,
move to the side a little. Like, move behind me more.
I probably would do a little bit more primary research and a little bit like more interviews and
or
probably
like things that were actually like worth listening
wait.
To.
Well,
I don't know why so many people
well,
are listening.
I think a lot of people listen to our podcast because it's funny, and I think that we're very
really
charismatic people, and I think that they appreciate that, and we appreciate them.
Wait, wait, wait.
We appreciate. I would appreciate you so hard.
Luke, wait. You have to take a video of it. Okay, wait. It's game
time. I'm going
insane
to cry. Guys, we have 10 minutes. This
guys,
is our
oh my God, why
guys,
is it so glitchy?
This is our final episode.
Wait, Luke, stop.
These are the last 10 minutes of our final episode. I think we need to talk and just like thank everyone who listened.
Thank you for listening to our kind of crappy podcast.
No,
kind of.
I thought it was very. Kind of. I thought it was good. I put a lot of effort into it.
A journey.
Thank you for listening to the bloopers that will be at the end if Luke decides to put them in.
Oh yeah, which one? Are you gonna put the eat ass go to space?
Move your face around. Like move around.
My parents listen to this podcast.
Well, now hi Sophia's
parents. It won't
parents.
Let me take a video.
Hello, Sophia's parents.
But it's so funny.
But like anyone at our school who listened to our podcast, we just appreciate
you. Oh,
shoot,
I moved too fast.
Nitinsky sounds
hey.
Like
they probably have just bad
Oh my God, don't put that in.
And I think that we did.
Stop.
You could have it back at the end of class.
Oh my God.
So, I think that
she
we really.
She's like, put that away.
I think that we really tried our best,
yeah.
And I think that we really did care about this podcast, and we weren't like other groups where they got nothing.
Oh God,
no shade.
We aren't like other girls.
Yeah.
We never knew what was gonna happen because we didn't either.
And I think that a lot of people liked our podcast because we were very like funny. Like I did, we had like 92 listens on like our first episode.
Bad bitch.
That's like that's kind of a lot. I mean, considering it's like our podcast, like that's like 3 class worth.
Bro, that's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. And I looked at the statistics on our link in our bio at the _ T-Boots. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is. And then it spikes whenever we upload an episode. So it's like first episode, and it was like 27 listens. And it was like second episode, and it was like 30. And it just keeps going up. And I think it's really cool that like we could see the impact that we made.
I feel like everyone's like tuning out at this right now. We need to do something really stupid and
Where's
fast.
My phone?
Hey guys, why don't you crucify me?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I won't be.
I don't know. It's just kind of sad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm trying to look at this.
I'm not ready for it to be over. And yeah, I think it's just super cool to anyone that listened. It's really a cool thing.
Oh my God.
So you're gonna break the chair. I can see it moving. Okay, so
we should go back at 55, you guys.
Yeah, I know we're gonna go back soon. Guys, please concentrate. This is our last episode.
What do I look at?
So go to podbean.com. You can search Podbean.
Luke,
no,
like,
we're recording. So last I'm gonna go to everyone and just ask them what they feel. You can hold on. Call him. Okay. What did you think about our podcast?
It was an interesting time.
What did you think about our podcast?
Oh my God. Oh Lord.
But you liked it. What did you think about the podcast?
I think it was like pretty good.
What did you think about our podcast?
I enjoyed recording them because I don't know, it was just fun to like talk, you know.
Gay time.
I don't know.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We are definitely gonna miss you guys, and it's actually really sad, and I'm gonna cry. But thank you. This is our last episode of our extended project.
It's okay.
I don't know. It's just kind of sad because it's like we're never gonna have the T-Birds ever again. I don't know. Guys, stop. There's a teacher right there.
Oh my God.
So we just want to thank you for listening and staying with us along this journey. Thank you. And
thank you.
Goodbye.